with great delight. Translation. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri for Vrindavan, only Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with him. Thus he traveled on the path through Jarikanda and arrived in Varanasi with great delight. Please responsively. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath for Vrindavan. Only Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with him. Thus he traveled on the path through Jarikanda and arrived in Banaras with great delight. And there's no purport. So many devotees go on, but I did not receive such instruction, so I'll try to speak a few words. Ah, I didn't receive that message. I'm sorry? Okay. Yeah, unfortunately I emailed Yugala Kishore and there was some confusion about what to do. So, I'll continue. Should I read the Bengali as well? Okay, at my risk, there's people who can actually pronounce in the room. Dinachara kashita rahi gela vrindavan matara dekhiya dekhe vadasha khanan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Banaras only 4 days and then left for Vrindavan. After seeing the town of Mathura, he visited the 12 forests. Purport. Those who visit the Vrindavan area today are also generally visit 12 places known as the 12 forests. They start at Mathura, where there is Kamyavan. From there they go to Talavan, Tamalavan, Maruvan, Kusumavan, Bandiravan, Bilvavan, Bajravan, Kandiravan, Lohavan, Kamudavan, Gokula Mahavan. Text 240. Lila Stala Deki Preme Haila Ashtira Balabhadra Koila Tanre Maturara Behir. Translation. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited all 12 places of Sri Krishna's pastimes, he became very much agitated because of ecstasy. Balabhadra Bhattacharya somehow or other got him out of Mathura. Text 241. Ganga tire pate lana prayege aila Sri Rupasi Prabhu ke tatai milila. Translation. After leaving Mathura, the Lord began to walk along the path on the bank of the Ganges, and finally he reached the holy place named Prayag, Allahabad. It was there that Srila Rupa Goswami came and met the Lord. Text 242. Dandavat Kari Rupa Bhumite Bhatila Parama Anande Prabhu Alinganat Dila. At Prayag, Rupa Goswami fell down on the ground to offer obeisances to the Lord, and the Lord embraced him with great delight. 243. Sri Rupa Shikshakare Pataila Vrindavan Apane Karila Varanasi Agaman. After instructing Srila Rupa Goswami at the Dashashvamedha Ghat in Prayag, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to go to Vrindavan. The Lord then returned to Varanasi. 244. Kashi te prabhu ke asi milila sanatan doi masarahi tanre koraila shikshana. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Varanasi, Sanatan Goswami met him there. The Lord remained there for 2 months and instructed Sanatan Goswami perfectly. 245. Matora patoila tanre diya bhakti bala sanyasira kripakari gela nilachara. After fully instructing Sanatana Goswami, Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu sent him to Mathura with empowered devotional service. In Banaras, he also bestowed his mercy upon the Mayavadi sannyasis. Then he returned to Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. 246. Chaya Vatsara Aicha Prabhu Karila Vilas Kabu Iti Uti Kabe Chetra Vas. Translation: the Lord traveled all over India for 6 years. He was sometimes here and sometimes there, performing his transcendental pastimes, and sometimes he remained at Jagannath Puri. 247. Anande Bhakta Sange Sada Kirtan Vilas Jagannatha Darashana Premare Vilas. While at Jagannath Puri, the Lord passed his time in great joy by performing Sankirtan and visiting the temple of Jagannath in great ecstasy. Madhyalilara Kailome Sutra Vivarana Antyalilara Lilara Sutre Ebe Shuna Bhaktagan. Thus I have given a synopsis of the Madhyalila, the middle pastime of the Lord. Now, O devotees, kindly hear the synopsis of the final pastimes of the Lord, known as the Antyalila. That's a good stopping place. I mean, but should I go on just to keep the... I just don't want to... Okay, I'll do what I'm told for a change. Vrindavana hoite yada nilachale aila ataravish varsha tahanvasa kahanahi gela. When the Lord returned to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, he remained there and did not go anywhere else for 18 years. Prativarsha aishana tahan godera bhaktagan charimasa rahe praburo sangae. Milan. During those 18 years, all the devotees of Bengal used to visit him at Jagannath Puri every year. They would remain there for 4 continuous months and enjoy the company of the Lord. At Jagannath Puri, Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu performed chanting and dancing unceasingly. Thus, he enjoyed the pastime of Sankirtan. He manifested his causeless mercy, pure love of God, to everyone, including the lowest man. Residing with the Lord, Pandita Goshani Koila Nilachala Vas Vakreshvar Damodar Shankara Haridas. Residing with the Lord at Jagannath Puri were Pandit Goshani and other devotees such as Vakreshvar, Damodar, Shankar, and Haridas Thakur. Jagananda Bhagavan Govinda Kashishvar Paramananda Puri Ara Sarup Damodar. Jagananda Bhagavan Govinda Kashishvar Paramananda Puri and Sarup Damodar were other devotees who also lived with the Lord. Chetravasi Ramananda Roy Prabhritri Prabhu Sangi Esaba Koila Nitrastiti. Srila Ramananda Roy and other devotees who were residents of Jagannath Puri also remained permanently with the Lord. Advaita Nityananda Mukunda Shivas Vijanidhi Vasudeva Morari Yatadas Prativarshe Aishe Sange Rahi Kacharimas Tansabalana Prabhura Vivida Vilas. Other devotees of the Lord, headed by Sri Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Srivas, Vijayanidhi, Vasudeva, and Morari, used to visit Jagannath Puri and remained with the Lord for 4 continuous months. The Lord enjoyed various pastimes in their company. Haridashara Siddhi Prapti Adbhuta Shishabha Apani Mahaprabhu Nyanra Kaila Mahotsava. At Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur passed away. The incident was very wonderful because the Lord himself performed the festival of Haridas Thakur's departure. Tabi rupa goshanira purnar agamana tanara hriday koila prabhu shakti sancharana. At Jagannath Puri, Srila Rupa Goswami met the Lord again, and the Lord invested his heart with all transcendental power. Tabi chota haridasa prabhu koila danda damodara panda koila prabhu ke vyaka danda. After this, the Lord punished Junior Haridas, and Damodar Pandit gave some warning to the Lord. Purport. Actually, Damodar Pandit was the eternal servant of the Lord. He could not punish the Lord at any time, nor had he any desire to, but he did give some warning to the Lord so that others would not blaspheme him. Of course, you should have known that the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is free to act in any way. There is no need to warn him. And such an action is not very much appreciated by advanced devotees. Tabi sanata goshanira punar agaman jaishta masa prabhu tanre koila parikrishnana. Thereafter, Sanatana Goswami met the Lord again, and the Lord tested him in scorching heat during the month of Jaishta. Tushtahani Prabhu Tanre Paitala Vrindavan Avetar Hashti Prabhur Advuta Bojana. Being pleased, the Lord sent Sanatana Goswami back to Vrindavan. After that, he was fed wonderfully by the hands of Sri Advaita Acharya. Nityananda Sangi Yukti Kariye Nibriti Tanre Paitala Gaude Prema Prachara Iti. After sending Sanatana Goswami back to Vrindavan, the Lord privately consulted with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He then sent him to Bengal to preach love of God. Tabita Vallabhavata Prabhur Milikla Krishna Namar Artha Prabhu Tanre Hare. Kayala. Translation. Soon afterwards, Vallabha Bhat met the Lord at Jagannath Puri, and the Lord explained to him the import of the holy name of Krishna. Purport. Vallabha Bhat is the head of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, known as the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya in Western India. There is a long story about Vallabhacharya narrated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, specifically in the 7th chapter of the Anchalila and the 19th chapter of the Madhyalila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the house of Vallabhacharya on the other side of Prayag in a place known as Adailagram. Later, Vallabha Bhat saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri to explain his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He was very proud of his writings, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu corrected him, telling him that a Vaishnava should be humble and follow in the footsteps of his predecessors. The Lord told him that his pride in being superior to Sridhar Swami was not at all befitting a Vaishnava. So this is a great reading through several chapters, sections, many leelas. Chapter 1 being the overview, we get just a taste of what's up ahead in the ever-rich, ever-fresh Madhyalila, his middle pastimes, later pastimes. So starting out with Lord Chaitanya wandering. Varshana Swami was, we had the great fortune of Varshana Swami coming to our house for prasadam last night. And I confess before him, I have no realization of any of these verses. What to speak of this particular one, starting out. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri for Vrindavan, only Balabhachacharya was with him. Thus he traveled on the path through Jharkhand and arrived in Banaras with great delight. So at first when I asked Varshana Swami to help me, give me some insight into this verse, or this couple of verses, to be quite honest, he started talking in a way that I really didn't understand. I understood it was English, but he started talking about the ecstatic separation of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya experiences in Rath Yatra, which is coming just tomorrow, and the ecstatic separation Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feels in loving separation, Viparlamba, regarding Vrindavan. But I cannot speak on that because it's just way, way above my head. So, but I'm convinced that one day that even very, very insignificant souls will have access to this amazing transcendental pastimes by the same personality we are describing, Lord Chaitanya. He's wandering. Every single word of Srila Prabhupada's books, the books of the Shastra, Vedivyasa's manifestations, are precious. So then he traveled. He wandered in South India, wandering. I started thinking and praying on this subject of wandering, what it actually means for us conditioned souls here in the 21st century, in Alachua, Florida, or in London, or in South Africa, or in Antarctica, wandering. And I just started thinking very basic thoughts, as is my only provenance, why he came. Well, certainly he came for the internal reason, the ecstasy of relishing the mood of Sri Radha, to appreciating the sublime love that the Lord's greatest devotee, the personification of devotional service, Sri Radha, feels for her beloved. And of course, the so-called external reason of bringing fallen souls back to Krishna, the Sankirtan mission, the mission of Lord Chaitanya, the banner on which Srila Prabhupada rode in his chariot just a few years ago. And we are feeling that same chariot beneath us right now, the Hare Krishna movement. It is not the Hare Krishna static. It is not the Hare Krishna I remember when, or the Hare Krishna archives of memories that are no longer transcendentally vibrant and present. We just heard Srila Prabhupada and Siddhanta Prabhu had these amazing, he captured these wonderful pastimes of Srila Prabhupada through our Vayu mediums, Srila Prabhupada's disciples. And they were ever fresh. They were the most ecstatic thing we've ever heard. They were the most funny, they were the most moving, they were the most powerful influences we can possibly have in this earth. All we have to do is basically hook ourselves up or re-hook ourselves up with the transcendental powerhouse of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Because when we think of how important that distribution, that Sankirtan mission was to Lord Chaitanya, we're reading a lot of the entire Majjalila. We've got the Adi Lila, attracting the souls through his childhood pastimes, so many other lessons, every verse meaning multiple lessons, and then his Anchalila, his Nirjana Bhajan, his Vrindavan Bhajan, his withdrawing for the world, and cultivating his inner relationships. This is our lesson for our lives. All the Majalila, he's always thinking, let me go to Vrindavan, let me go to Vrindavan. I will now go to Vrindavan. We must all go to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana just earlier said, no, 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 please don't go with so many devotees. It wouldn't be the proper mood. That's not the mood for going to Vrindavan. Vrindavan should be relished and served internally. It's exclusive. It's an exclusive relationship. Vrindavan isn't a place for advertisement and neon billboards, hundreds of thousands of devotees gathered around someone who's presenting himself for material purposes. It happens like that. But Srila Prabhupada criticized that. We have to be very, very careful. We go to Vrindavan for our personal relationship with Krishna. It's exclusive. We don't speak about, oh, Prabhu, please tell me about your relationship to Vrindavan. I will cry a few buckets, you will cry a few buckets, and we'll lose ourselves and pretend we're on some elevated platform. If we are on an elevated platform, still, we teach, according to Srila Prabhupada's direction, we teach the so-called external reason, the Sankirtan mission, simply distribute the holy name of Krishna. That will give you all access to all the transcendental realms that are beyond your present perceptions. So the internal reason and the external reason are intrinsically related. And Lord Chaitanya was always going to Vrindavan. But that's just it. He was always going to Vrindavan. He was thinking about going to Vrindavan. He was attempting to go to Vrindavan. Sometimes they would even trick him and turn him around and lead him the wrong way. Sometimes they would want to gather, oh, please, please, you just take 500 devotees with you, please, just to make service. And then finally, six devotees, no, no, I cannot take my intimate disciples. There'll be rivalry, there'll be transcendental competition. Okay, you take one small devotee and go like this, just for our sake. But he would only stay there. He only stayed there for a few days. But what would he do? So yes, we all have to not only go to Vrindavan and be in Vrindavan, we have to yearn for Vrindavan and always expect the Vrindavan pastimes to manifest in our hearts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described himself as a gardener. He grew many fruits. He threw seeds all over the world. How? How am I going to enjoy all these fruits by myself? Plundering the storehouse of love of God, he made accessible the sweet mangoes of transcendental ecstasy, fulfilling all the desires of the living entity. For even people in the 20th century, 21st century, people with no culture whatsoever, people who can't even pronounce Bengali, just see how Srila Prabhupada wandered. Srila Prabhupada is Lord Chaitanya's great lieutenant, taking this gardening to all over the world. He successfully planted bhakti, loving devotional service, as he defined bhakti, in all the countries of the world. That was the first time that was ever done. It was predicted, but it was never performed until Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, brought it. Without him, where would we be? He was the first gardener. He tilled the soil. Was it a fertile soil? Bowery? Is that a fertile soil? Let's go there and preach. Austerity. Let's go there. First of all, give up drugs. Give up illicit sex. Take baths every single day. At least 3 times. Okay, 2 times. 1 time. I understand that even the daily bath was something Srila Prabhupada actually demanded in like 1972 or something like that. I heard from some German devotees. They would get up, you know, basically their bald scalp still tingling from the wild hippie locks they had, and they would just get up wherever they were, thinking Sankirtan and love for Srila Prabhupada and beauty of the holy name and distribution. Let us be a clumsy gardener's assistants with a bag full of seeds and throw them amongst all the hippies and hedonites and other fallen souls. From the same weed-like jungles, the Jarikandas of the Western world that they came from. And they would just get up in the morning. I know one devotee, Priti Bubu, tells me the story. They lived, Satchinanda Maharaj was there also, and they were living in a ping pong club. There was a giant room, and they were playing ping pong. It was a ping pong club, ping pong, all day long, and all that was between them and the devotees was a sheet hanging down. And so they lived underneath a little stage. And then they crawled out and they took their bath, which was, there's a little sink in the corner, and they turned on a little dripping tap and they would, I'm rubbing my eyes with my fingers, and that was their bath, snana. So he was such an expert gardener. He could grow beautiful crops in such soil. I know Varshana Swami always speaks between the parallels between bhakti and farming. It's all about distributing seeds. It's all about planting seeds. The preacher plants the seed in the heart of a living entity. I was wandering around on the internet and I happened to Google Bhakti Lata Beej. I was very inspired by this gardening thing. And then I saw the very first hit on Google for Bhakti Lata Beej was Seed of Devotion. I thought, oh, that's our Bhakti Lata here then. Just got initiated, my dear God sister. That's her email address. I clicked that. Oh, it's a beautiful blog. Please go to this site, Seed of Devotion. Something like seedofdevotion.blogspot.com. She has these beautiful, beautiful, you know, songs of her soul, her poetic understandings. And you must scroll down to the bottom and click this video. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life. Her past trip to Vrindavan, I couldn't believe I had to scroll back to the beginning. Actually, she took the pictures. They will give you a vision into the transcendental world that's just spellbinding. And her father's playing this flute. Utterly enchanting. Srila Prabhupada, the expert gardener, he didn't just stay in Vrindavan where every heart is fertile. He said, quote, in this Jaladutta diary, I have left Bharat Bhumi just to execute the order of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati in pursuance of Lord Chaitanya's order. I have no qualification, but I have taken up the risk just to carry out the order of His divine grace. I depend fully on their mercy, so far away from Vrindavan. And of course, that's our mandate. That's what He asked us to do. So, it's 8:43, and I'm going to stop there. There's 100 million more topics in this ever-expanding selection. And I thought when I looked at this, at first I was too busy and my mundane eyes just read the words and I just prayed and I asked devotees, And I was encouraged to see the scripture like these, have you ever seen these NASA pictures from Google NASA? If you go to Vedic Planet, Temple of the Vedic Planet, TOPV.org, it's the Temple of the Vedic Planetarium, they have this NASA video that starts out with the planet Earth. And that's all I was seeing. What's the planet Earth? I know what the planet Earth is. It's text 238. I'm really too busy. My agitated mind has so much on it. And I just saw a round thing that was planet Earth. But actually, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And then the world expands and you get closer and closer. And then gradually you see the continents take shape. And then the forests are visible. You can see the giant rivers and geographical landscape, topographical features are appearing. And then magically, you actually see Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandradoya Mandir appear. And you see the Vedic Planetarium, and then the artist's impression come. It's that big. The demigods are nudging each other in the rib cage saying, check this out. So I think the Shastra is just like that as well. When we pray and meditate on even one shloka, even one word, then Krishna will manifest himself through that and manifest in our hearts more and more. I'm going to stop there. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. It's good practice. We were actually supposed to have an istogosti on devotee care, and we're going to have that a little bit later on in the summer. So, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.